Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am back with my co-host, Casey B. He took the week off last week, but we're back together here to give you our toast and roast, our highs and lows of the week, and to share a little bit of goodness into your week. And I got lots of good stuff to talk about. So are you happy you're back on?
I'm super happy.
Are you feeling better?
I am feeling amazing.
You're all ready to roll on these antibiotics?
I'm all crazy. I'm full of energy. I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew. It's awesome.
Great. So each week we start out with a toast and roast. So we'll get into that. Then I'm going to give a podcast recommendation because I listened to an amazing one this week. I want everyone to hear. And it's also available on YouTube. So if you're more of a watcher, then that's perfect for you. And then I am going to talk about a little personal development style seminar, meeting, workshop, whatever you want to call it. I was a part of this week with work. I'm going to tell Casey all about it, and then we're going to kind of discuss some of the subject matter. So that is your table of contents, your introduction to this week, and I'm going to make Casey start off with his toast because he missed last week.
So my toast of the week was on Sunday, it's going down to the coast.
That was going to be my toast too, so well, I guess we can talk about it together.
Okay, I can pick a different one if you'd like.
No, it's okay. Tell everyone about our trip.
We left at what, like 10 o'clock?
Yes.
A little late for your liking.
So I wrote this on Instagram, and I had to share it because I just knew I couldn't be the only person who did this. So Sunday is the only day that Casey and I have off together, and so I get a little crazy, and I'm like, we gotta do everything fun on this day, and so, but it's also, Casey only has Sundays and Mondays off, and sometimes you work Mondays, and you need to rest, like, you need a day to sleep in, so I try not to be a jerk and be like, get up, let's go, so. And you were sick last week, so I'm definitely not going to kick you out of bed and say, get moving. But this happens whether you're sick or not. You're always feeling sick because of your heart. So this is how the day goes. I get up, have my coffee, I'm ready to go. I clean up around the house, or I read, or I do whatever, and I'm just waiting for Casey to get up. Just waiting. And then he takes longer than I would like to get up. And then by the time he gets up, I'm annoyed. Casey has done nothing wrong besides sleep, but
there's nothing wrong with that.
But also, the day before, I asked you like 10 times. I said, are you sure that we should go to the coast tomorrow? And you said, yeah, it's going to be fine.
I believe my direct quote was, I will be up at the crack of noon.
Yeah, but then you said you were joking.
Yeah, and I was up at 10.
Still, 10 is late. When we have to drive 2 hours, 10 is late, and you get up, you got to take a shower, you got it ready, but every time, every Sunday, this happens. I want to do something, Casey gets up later than I'd like, and then I go, oh, no, it's too late to go anywhere now, the day's ruined, because I'm a brat, and then you say, stop it, let's go, and then we go, and we have a good day.
Yep, exactly.
But I said I'm trying to work on getting rid of that annoyed part. But I would also like you to try to get up a little bit earlier, especially if we have to go somewhere really far. So what do you think about that plan?
I think a lot of things about that plan.
Well, why don't you share with the audience?
I'll get up when I get up.
You're so mean.
Sometimes it's earlier than other days. Sometimes it's later. You can't control that. Set an alarm, I guess.
It's just a little depressing.
You can just shake me.
No, I don't want you to get angry with me. Wake up grumpy.
You've woken me up by plugging my nose before.
Well, that only happened once, and it was when you were snoring so loud and you wouldn't stop after I pushed you twice.
I have never snored in my life. Okay. I think I would know.
We're getting off topic. We went down to the coast, and it was wonderful. We went down to Westport, and I hadn't technically been to Westport before. I've been all over the coast in Oregon and Washington, and it was really cool. It was a rainy, dark day, but it was really cool, and the waves were coming in, and it was so foamy and beautiful, and we had some good beer, and then we drove back.
Watch some people surf.
Yeah, that was cool. Those people are crazy. I was in shock that there was people surfing out there in the freezing cold. Oh my goodness gracious. I can't even, like, I was watching, I was getting so excited. They were actually catching the waves, and I was like, oh my God, that's so badass.
At one point you told me that you were going to leave me. Yeah. Hang out with the surfers.
They're so cool. They're way cooler than you.
I know.
You got it.
I can't help it.
I mean, you thought they were cool too.
Yeah.
That's just a little crazy. And it was so dark that day. I just kept saying the waves look so menacing. I'm never really scared of the ocean, even though I know it's a very scary thing. But I'm never like, oh, I'm scared. But I'm like, those people out there are crazy.
There were big waves too.
I know. I thought that they were going to get caught in the undertow, get taken away. But they didn't, from what I know.
Nope.
So, mutual toast was going down to the coast. What's your roast?
My roast? Oh, God. So, on Tuesday, I was supposed to go to a doctor's appointment.
Oh.
And I start work at 7 in the morning. And so my appointment was at 9. So I'm like, okay, I'll just stay home, sleep in a little bit later, and then I'll go to my appointment. At 8:30, they call me and tell me that they can't see me because I went to the urgent care and for a sinus infection. So, like, we can't let you come into the clinic because you have a sinus infection. And, like, they're like, are you still taking antibiotics? I'm like, yeah, I feel great. And they're like, well, yeah, we can't see you till your antibiotic course is over. And I'm like, what the hell? It's like urgent care. They told me it's like, it's not like, what's the word? Contagious or right. Nothing. I was so
sinus infection
freaking
is not contagious.
Pissed.
So freaking pissed.
I got to work. I'm like, this is a bunch of bullshit.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was just so confused because I said, what time are you going to the doctor? And you said 8:30. And then you didn't get out of the, you didn't leave. And it was after 8:30. And then you say, I just got off the phone with the doctor and now I'm not supposed to go. And I say, why? Because you were late? You just didn't show up? Like, what are you talking about? And you're like, no, they told me they didn't want me to come. And I said, why? Because you were too late?
I'm like, no, my appointment was at 9.
I didn't have enough coffee.
Oh, I'm so pissed though.
And then you're like, you said, I told them I'm feeling fine, like, and it's a sinus infection. I'm not contagious. And I said, well, then why are you going to the doctor if you feel fine? Because I'm a brat. But
yeah, I was pissed. Still not too happy about it.
So are you going to go to the doctor?
Eventually. Someday.
But you don't have an appointment.
They rescheduled me like a month out. I already have that appointment standing out for 2 months.
Didn't your dentist appointment get rescheduled too?
Yeah, because one of the hygienists had COVID.
Nobody wants to see you.
I know.
The doctors are tired of taking care of you.
Yeah, I'm tired of
them too.
Too
much of a burden on our medical community.
I know.
They're tired.
They're sick of it. Sick of my shit.
You're sick of it too, dear.
I
know.
I'm freaking tired of it.
Oh, goodness. Well, my roast was that it's just a silly roast this time, but we were watching Shark Tank yesterday, and I know people agree with me on this one, but I just love Shark Tank. It's my favorite. I think it's the best show that's ever been made, and I watch it like I'm watching a football game. Like, wouldn't you say? Is it pretty entertaining? I think I'm funny, and I don't know if I'm actually funny or not. I think I'm so entertaining, people would love to hear my hot takes, but
they'd love to hear my hot takes.
We both like go back and forth. Like, I love it. I'm like, yes, get that royalty deal. That's a great deal. Oh, that valuation sucks. Oh, you don't have enough sales in your first year. What are you doing? Like, I love it.
Get real nerdy about Shark Tank.
It's my obsession. But new episodes don't come out that often. So we're binging it yesterday. And there were these people who their invention, their product was, instead of having condiments as sauce, it was condiments in the form of a slice. So like they had a slice of ketchup and a slice of mustard and a slice of like sriracha. And first of all, it just looked disgusting. It looked like a fruit roll-up, but it was ketchup. Like, that's so gross. It
looked like the fruit leather stuff.
Yes. Yeah, it did look like that, like fruit, dried fruit, which are actually good. But a ketchup one? Oh my gosh. The kids would love it, though. Kids love ketchup. But I'm watching this, and I'm like, this just looks disgusting. It sounds so gross. And I don't understand why anybody would want this. And almost all of the sharks say, no, I'm out. This is, you know, I don't see this going large scale. It's a specialty product. And then A-Rod was a guest investor on this episode I was watching, and A-Rod invested in them, and I don't know why. So A-Rod, you have more money than God. I know you can do whatever you want to do with it, but that's dumb. That's a dumb investment. And the people who took the deal are dumb, because he said, if you don't make the $1.8 million in sales in a year, you owe me my entire investment back. So it's not an investment, it's a loan. And you guys can tell I'm getting fired up about this. Oh, and they're like, yes, we did it. I'm like, there's no way in hell they're making that $1.8 million.
No.
The only way they will is because they were on Shark Tank, which I feel like is breaking the rules, you know? But I mean, it's business, it's exposure, whatever. But it was ridiculous. And they said, this is like a premium product. It's a specialty product. We'd like to keep it that way. And then a minute and a half later, they say, you know, this would be great for picnics, for hiking. And that is not premium. That is not a premium product or experience. Like, oh my God. Okay, so I'm done getting upset about this, but I mentioned it. And one of my friends messaged me and they're like, I watched that episode with my parents and I was so mad. I have no idea why A-Rod took that deal. So I do know why A-Rod made the deal, because it's like a fake deal, really, because there's no risk in it. If they don't make the money back, it's a loan. So, geez, I got real fired.
Yeah, you did.
What do you have to say about Shark Tank, Casey?
Shark Tank, I enjoy it. Mark from Cuba is my favorite.
I was going to ask you who your favorite is.
Or Mr. Wonderful?
Mr. Wonderful is my favorite, and Barbara. And I have a conspiracy about Mark and Lori. Like, they're either just like the best friends ever, or there's something going on there, because they are always making deals together, the two of them.
I see him over there, Mark from Cuba. He's slouched down in his chairs making eyes at Lori.
And I'm not somebody who thinks like guys and girls can't be friends. They can. And like, I know like they have their own happy marriages, but there's just something about them. But I shouldn't say those kind of things. That's not nice. But
they're swingers.
No, don't say that. I don't know why swingers sounds worse than having an affair. But it does. Oh, wow, we're getting way off track. Okay. That was our Shark Tank.
That was our Shark Tank. Ooh, ha, ha.
Recap. There's a new show that's coming out where it's comedians roasting people who are on House Hunters, which everyone does when they watch House Hunters. And I think there should be somebody, me, who does this about Shark Tank, or somebody who's more established in their business. But I definitely think sometimes we just need to make fun of these people, because some of them are crazy. Today I was like, she's an inventor, not an entrepreneur, because I just use the things that they say. And I'm like, I learned so much about business and marketing and e-commerce from Shark Tank. So thank you, Shark Tank.
Thank you, Shark Tank.
Some of the best content out there, I would say. So that, which leads me into content that I want to recommend for all of you. I sometimes recommend a podcast episode, sometimes I don't, but I have to recommend this one. I've recommended so many of his episodes, but Theo Von did an amazing podcast episode this past week. His podcast is called This Past Weekend, and his guest was Chris, I don't know how to say his last name right, Chris Nikic, it's N-I-K-I-C. And he is the first person with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman triathlon. And I was just so impressed with Theo having somebody with Down syndrome on his podcast. And so it's a podcast. You can also watch it on YouTube. And Chris's dad, I think a lot of people saw this story. It was one of those things that circulates, you know, on Facebook, Instagram, of him and his dad crossing the finish line, but they completed an Ironman triathlon, which is insane. I will never be able to do that in my life. You won't be able to do that in your life.
Nope.
And just the determination, the perseverance that Chris has was just so inspiring. And the way that Theo talked to him was also inspiring. Like, we can just have more conversations with people, and he just treated Chris like he would anyone else, which is just so powerful. And it was just great. So that's my recommendation. I'm not going to get too into it, because I was listening to it on my walk and I just had tears in my eyes, and then I would laugh. And it was one of the most powerful podcasts I've ever heard. So I just had to share that. Did you see that story at all about Chris?
No, I did not.
Oh, we'll have to watch. But it was just really great. So that's my recommendation. And then after this quick break, we'll be back and talking about some personal development, some more kind of sports talk a little bit. And we had a great speaker come and talk to myself and other coworkers through our staff council event. Yogi Roth, he works for the Pac-12 network. I've seen him speak a couple times, actually, through my years working with Pac-12 schools. And he really showcases athletes and their stories and the power of determination and perseverance and just their real passion. And what he talked to us about was just really great. So I'm excited to share it with all of you, because this goodness is just meant to be shared. So we'll be right back. And we're back. We are back, and I am going to be talking about a little personal development workshop I was a part of this week with work, hosted by Yogi Roth, like I just said, if you've been listening to the episode, which you have. He works for the Pac-12 Networks, and he's a big speaker. He talks a lot about personal development topics, and he is also a film producer, and he's producing a new TV series. It's called All American Stories, and it really highlights athletes who have been redirected or who have pivoted at a point in their career and have taken hardship and are thriving through hardship. So he came to talk to us, which I'm really grateful for, and I'm grateful for our staff council for putting it together. If you guys listened to a previous episode with Jimmy Bowen, he is part of the group that put that on. So he's a great guy. Go back and listen to that episode if you want to hear about more cool people who work in sports. But it was really neat getting to hear from Yogi. I wasn't exactly sure what to expect, because it was a very small group. It was just a little Zoom meeting, and it was not super formal, not a webinar. It was just kind of a discussion, which was really nice. I mean, he's a professional speaker, so I always just love listening to professional speakers who are great at speaking and dictating. I was on another call that was kind of geared towards the same thing recently, and that person was just not my style. And so it was just really nice to be like, oh yes, these can be good. So what we started out with, Yogi asked everybody, so I kind of want you guys to go along with this and in your head ask yourself some of these questions. And KCB, since you're right here, ask yourself some of these questions. Have you been taking care of yourself recently? And so have you been taking care of yourself physically? And so he had us type into the chat box one or two. So one would be yes, two would be no. And so it's really like yes or no, like black or white, where are you at? And then I was kind of giggling a little bit because then somebody was, of course, the first person to put like a 1.5, which I liked. So, but I think it's better to like just be a little bit more straightforward with yourself, like one or two, like yes or no. So I'm going to put you on the spot, Casey, since you're my guy here. Do you think you've been taking care of yourself physically?
Nah.
I would say yes. You're always going to the doctor. You just went to the doctor. You're always going to the doctor. You take care of your body. You might drink a little bit too much beer, but...
Never.
I think you take care of yourself physically.
I do all right.
I think this is a problem with both of us, too, is that we're very hard on ourselves.
Yeah, I could do better.
Okay. So are you... Do you say you're a 1.5 then?
Like 1.75.
Oh my god. You're getting too complicated here. Are you taking care of yourself mentally?
I think so.
And this was the one. That's good. And then the last one was, are you taking care of yourself spiritually? And he kind of emphasized that spirituality can mean a lot of different things for different people. It doesn't have to mean religion. It's kind of just yourself and how you are taking care of yourself just as a whole, moving towards things that you want, and like the sum of your parts is kind of something that I would say. So spirituality one was one that I'm like, I don't think I'm taking care of my mental health very well or my spiritual health very well, but I'm trying. I always try. So that was kind of what we started out with, was with these three questions. And then we watched a video, and this is part of the series that Yogi's producing. It's a docu-series. And we watched a video about a athlete who's a runner, and his name is Jerome Avery. And he was trying to be an Olympic runner, and he didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, is what he said. And then he pivoted, and somebody asked him to be a guide runner for David Brown, who was in the Paralympics and was blind. And so I tried to find this video everywhere, but I mean, he produced this video, so he has access to it. It's nowhere on the internet, and I searched high and low for it so I could link it in the show notes, but I can't. So I'm going to try to actually dictate this so that you guys can picture it in your head a little bit, because you can't watch it. But you can watch videos of David Brown and Jerome Avery, of them actually competing, but they are tethered together, and they just have to have the same cadence. And it was just so powerful to just watch just a tiny bit of them running together, lining up at the starting blocks and going. I mean, Casey, you used to be in track. Can you even imagine doing anything with somebody tethered next to you?
No.
Like the skill that it must take to be a guide runner or to be the person that's being guided. I mean, you're running, you got to stay in the cadence with your other person, you're tethered together, so it has to be exactly right. And then just knowing each other's pace, like that is insanely difficult. And then adding on different things, like not being able to see or being like, he's in the lead and, you know, he's leading me, I'm leading at this point, like I'm encouraging, and he would encourage with his voice and like say things. It was just so powerful to watch. I mean, people watch these inspiring videos all the time, and you notice that they were doing sprints, right?
So yeah,
like you know, so, more about that kind of stuff than I do, actually. But
I was a distance runner in track, or like a mid distance, and it's like I couldn't imagine doing that, like tethered to somebody and like trying to match their stride and match the cadence, and like doing a sprint, it's like a whole different animal.
I think it was like 100 meter and 200 meter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so together they've won 2 gold medals and 1 silver, I believe is what it showed when I looked it up. But the attitude of Jerome, who was the guide runner, was just so amazing. And it is something that I aspire to be like, because as somebody who is an athlete, I would think almost all athletes have this innate sense of competitiveness within them, whether they're competing with others, but even deeper when you're to the level where you're competing to be an Olympian, you're competing against yourself over and over again. And then to go from that to being a guide, a help for somebody else. At one point he said that he is the Robin to David's Batman. So David is the blind Paralympian. And he said, he's Batman, I'm Robin, but at the end of the day, we're both superheroes. And like, that is just not how my brain works, unfortunately, but I would love, like, that's something I understand, that it's something I would need to work towards. And just seeing somebody say that, especially somebody who was a professional athlete, who you would think would always be the Batman, like, to see that that switch can flip for them, that was just really powerful to see.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So their little, that clip was called Success Through Selflessness. And it really touched on selflessness as a whole. And even being able to accomplish your dreams is just going to look different than what you expected at first. It was really, really powerful. So another thing that Yogi talked about was making a manifesto for the year and writing down all these things that he wanted to do. I talk about goal setting and stuff all the time. I think of a manifesto as a little bit deeper, as in like the way that you want to live, not just goal setting or things that you want to live by. So that's something I'm thinking about doing. And then another big thing he talked about was the wonder switch, or your sense of wonder. And he talked about it in the sense of your job, because he's talking to people in a work setting, you know, but I think it can be for anything in your life, but especially in a job, having a sense of wonder is really important. And I think you can kind of also say a sense of wonder would be like a sense to continue to grow and keep learning and keep just growing and doing new things. And you're not just going to sit there and do the same thing that you do every single day. It's discovering new things to find joy in your work. And it really made me think of you, Casey, because even though it seems like your work might not be the most exciting, like you're always looking for ways for things to be better. And I think there have been times when you have done something, and I know there's times for me where like the wonder switch has been turned off, but for you, I feel like you've really like had your wonder switch on for a while.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I really love the job I do now. It's like, I did manufacturing and I cooked before that. And that's like, cooking was fun because you kind of got to do your own thing, or I got to do my own thing and make my own recipes. But after a while, it got boring for me, even mm-hmm. though I like to cook. But I'm just like, I'm making the same thing over and over again. I like making all kinds of different crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was working at LibTech making snowboards, I'd be making, or skis, I'd be making the same exact board for 2 months straight, doing the same thing every day. And that was one of my leads, actually, with the performance review. He's like, so I've noticed about you that if you're doing the same thing over and over again, it's like your spirit's dying and we can watch it.
That's really sad.
And it's like we're gonna challenge you and try to switch you on to different stuff and keep you learning, because it's definitely apparent that if you get stuck on one monotonous task, you're just miserable.
That's really good that they recognize that, though. Yeah. Like, and they said that they would make an effort to give you like different things to work on, or just like try to switch it up even just a little bit. Because I think there's a lot of places that would say, you know what, this is what you do.
Just deal
You're efficient. This is the job. You know, yeah. I think I get stuck in that too. Like, you're efficient. Like,
yeah.
It's called work for a reason. Like, but I also think it's so important to continue to want to grow and want to learn new things, want to do different things.
Yeah. And it's like what I do now, it's I'm doing different stuff almost every day. And it's like whether I'm working with customers or if I'm working in the office doing sales stuff or building something, or I'm just all over the place all the time. So I don't get the time to just be bored, always trying to figure something out and always helping somebody.
One of the questions he asked, because I think everyone goes through moments in their life, phases when you can see like your wonder switch is turned off. And a question to ask yourself is, who turned it off? Like, did you turn it off? Did somebody you work with like tell you you're not good at doing something anymore, so that turned it off? Did a customer say something to you and you kind of lost hope in the people you're helping? Like, I can pinpoint different things in my life that have just been a switch. And we didn't really touch on how to turn it back on. But personally, I think there's different ways to turn it on depending on who turned it off. You know, if it's a customer that turned it off, it takes time, and then you just recognize like your actual purpose and why you're doing what you're doing, and not everyone is a bad person. But then if it is like yourself and you're just completely over something, and it's, you know, it's, you can see it's not going to get any better, it's time to find something that turns that switch on, whether that's in work or if it's outside of work. Like, you got to find something. And I don't think for me, for the podcast, I don't ever kind of lose that. But there are times, you know, with this new year, I talked about it like 2 weeks ago, I was feeling a little bit uninspired. But seeing some of these podcasts have such good guests on and great conversations, or even these solo episodes that I listen to of other people, like, that's why I do what I do. Is when I go on a walk and I'm listening to somebody and I have a tear in my eye, or if I go on a walk and I like am giggling to myself, like, sure, I might look like a crazy person, but like, if I could do that for somebody else, that is everything. If I make somebody laugh while I'm ranting about Shark Tank, or if they're like, oh my gosh, I think that too, I thought I was the only one, like, that is everything. Because I always feel super alone. Like, there's so many things in the world right now that make us feel alone, and like, just connecting with people randomly through a podcast is so fun. But I think it's important to have a sense of wonder. But I thought that question about who turned it off or what situation turned it off is important to recognize, because you have to figure this out. Otherwise, even if you were to, you know, say, get a new job or do something different, whatever your wonder switch turned off for, like, if you don't know why, it's probably going to happen again. So that was the main point, was talking about this wonder switch, talking about, oh my gosh, the Jerome and David and the seeing this guide runner situation was so powerful. The guide runner stuff didn't really have a ton to do with work, besides showing your end destination might look different than what you expected, but it can be even more fulfilling than what you previously expected. So That was powerful. We talked on a lot of different topics, actually. And the last one I'm going to touch on is he asked us to write down, how do you believe you impact the world? So that's really deep. And I just kind of went over how I feel like I would like to impact the world with my podcast, whether I make somebody laugh, whether I bring somebody a topic that they want to learn more about, or whether I make somebody feel like, oh my gosh, I was thinking the same thing. Like, that is the impact I would like to have in the world. And I think this question is kind of hard sometimes when people work a job that is, I mean, it's your job. Sometimes it doesn't have a deeper purpose. Like, even if you are, I always go back to this example. I don't know why, but I do. But like a barista, somebody making your coffee, it's a good job, good tips. You connect with people, you bring them joy, making them coffee. But sometimes it's hard to think of like, oh, this is my life's purpose, or this connects me to my life's purpose. But it might. So just a question, how do you believe you impact the world? And then he said, if we were in person, we would pass this little paper, flip it over, pass the paper to the person next to you, and ask them, how do you see me impact the world? Or how do I make an impact on you? So the reason for doing that is to see what you're picturing in your head and what other people actually see from you. Because what you think your purpose is, or you think this good thing that you're doing is, or you think this mission that you're living as is, somebody might see something that you do not see yourself, or they might see something completely different, and that can really help you. So I'm going to try to talk to more of my coworkers, more of my friends, listeners of the podcast, whoever, Casey, and be like, what impact do you see me making? Or just questions along that same line to see what I'm putting out there. Because I know sometimes I'm not putting out the best and I need to figure out my right mission. But what do you think about all that?
It's kind of a broad.
What do you think about like your you writing down what you think your purpose is and then asking somebody else what they see
in you? I think it's constructive. So, I mean, everyone sees themselves a different way that people actually see them. So, right. Like I've been told many a times that I'm way harder on myself than anyone else. My coaches always used to tell me.
Yeah, that's something I think we both struggle with. Oh, and this was the last thing I wanted to end with, where I was like, oh, Yogi, I feel you on that. Because as, I mean, he's somebody who is very deep in the personal development space, always looking at, you know, ways to get better, things to examine in our life and other people's lives and stories to share. And he's continually doing that. And I feel like I'm somebody who's like continually trying to get better. And you're somebody who does that too, Casey. And Yogi said he was talking to his therapist, and he said the therapist told him, you're terrible at self-compassion. And I was like, oh, that's me. I have close to zero compassion for myself. And I know that's something I need to work on. But do you feel that a little bit too?
Yeah, I need to work on that as well.
So we both need to work on that, but we'll just be compassionate for each other and then we don't have to work on it. Don't do that, guys.
They're compassionate to other people, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I just need to work on compassion all around. But, but yes, that is something I know I need to work on is self-compassion. And we talked about different ways to just be better to yourself, and kind of goes back to the very beginning, mental, physical, spiritual. I feel like this is something that always gets brought up, but just like going on a walk and disconnecting was something that got brought up in our conversation. And it's like, going on a walk, like leaving your phone at home or putting on Do Not Disturb. Like he was talking about not even like listening to music, and just then more thoughts come and you'll kind of see more about what your internal dialogue is. I've realized that I don't like to listen to my internal dialogue. So I'm always listening to podcasts. I'm always consuming content. So that's another thing I need to work on, is listen more to my internal dialogue and see what I'm actually feeling. But I thought about it and I was like, oh, fishing is one of those things for me. Because when we go fishing in the boat, I don't have my phone with me or my headphones. And that's a time when I'm like very zen. But I think there's a lot of people out there who are like me, who don't like to be doing nothing. Or like fishing is still something, but it's like I need to be doing more than one thing. And I realized today something funny, Casey. I had to tell you this. So like a month ago, I said I want to start composting. And I realized that I am seriously I'm not even a very green person. Like I recycle, but I it's not a big personality trait for me, I wouldn't say at all. But I was like, I'm going to start composting. What did you think about that?
I thought you were a little bit crazy, but I wasn't going to stand in your way.
Well, yeah, but I had no idea what I was doing. I don't garden. Nope. So why do I need to compost? I don't know. But I realized that I just had to, like, I try to find, like, things to be productive in everything. And it's not productive if I don't have a garden. Like, it's not helping anyone. But I was like, well, I could use my own garbage, my coffee rinds and banana peels. And that will be a new productive part of my day, is composting. Oh, like, God. Everything has to have, like, productive, efficient, like, I'm psychotic. I need to think like this never took off because I don't have a composting bin. But maybe someday.
No, it was just a moldy bowl.
Honey, don't tell people it was a moldy bowl in our house.
Well, it's not moldy anymore, is it? Didn't you clean it?
Yeah, I'm so embarrassed. I obviously don't know how to compost. I'm really embarrassed now, but I hope you guys got something out of this little, all the information I just shared from this workshop. Do you have any final thoughts, Casey, about all of the stuff I shared? And
I'm going to think about it.
You are?
I'm going to ponder on it.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Good.
I'm always pondering.
And I'm excited. I want to watch more of these All-American Stories. Just the one video I watched was so good, and it's on the CW channel. So if you guys want to watch more of that, great. And Yogi has a ton of videos on YouTube, but you just can't find the video I was talking about anywhere. I just hope everyone can kind of think about how they're taking care of themselves physically, mentally, and spiritually. Spiritually. Whoa, we're getting to the end here, guys. So that can mean different things for different people, and just figuring out what that means to you. And I just want people to think about their wonder switch and if it's turned off and why that might be. And if it's turned on, what's keeping it on? I think that concludes this week's episode. Got any final words to share with the class?
Watch out for deer on the road.
Oh my God. That's it?
If you're...
Okay, you're not being very helpful or entertaining.
If you're working on a wood lathe, remove jewelry.
Casey, okay, we're done. Thank you. So, thank you guys for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I would absolutely love it if you take a screenshot of your phone while you're listening and share it on social media, tag us. I've been putting some Starbucks gift cards on Instagram, so on podcast day, so Friday. So if you go on our Instagram, follow us at Pish Posh Pod and tag us in your post. Tell us what you think about the different episodes. And we've been having some fun stuff, some fun topics. And if you have anything you want us to talk about, I would love to hear it. So also check out all of the blog posts at pishposhpodcast.com. And we'll be back next week with more fun stuff for you. So have a great weekend, a great week whenever you're listening to this. Happy almost February and party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.